Okay, so we're at Tezayim Beis, and we've gone through different cases. The Mishnah, we're following up in the Mishnah and back in Gimel, going through all the different cases of when Yechai Malkus. So we're up to in the bottom of Tezayim. Let's just look back in the Mishnah. If you guys don't mind, turn back for a moment. You'd Gimel Amud Aleph. The beginning, right? The first Mishnah of the Parak, and the Mishnah said six lines from the bottom. Achol tebel, if a person ate tebel, so there are various types of tebel, right? Obviously, we know just the different categories. There's truma, you have a kohen, there's meiser, you give a levi, there's truma's meiser, that a levi gives the kohen, and there's meiser risha, there's meiser sheni, right, that you take to your shalayim, or your poda, and there's meiser ani also. So achol tebel, meiser risha, nato trumaso, right, that's the meiser risha that we give to the levi, right? So then, or meiser sheni, either that you ate before you brought it to Yerushalayim, or you ate before you were poda. The hekdesh lo niftu. If you ate hekdesh, it was not nifta. Rashi says that there's no real pasuk. There's no the limud of where you learn hekdesh from is difficult. That's the me'il idea. But there's that the Gemara in Sanhedrin deals with the fact that we learn a lot of the dinim of me'ila from the dinim of truma. So again, these are examples that you'd be chayim malchus. So we turn back to the Gemara on Tezayim Amud Beis. And the Gemara is going to focus now. I guess the other cases are pretty much straightforward. The Chiddush here is going to be Meiser Ani, right? Just to review, we know that on a 7-year Shemitah cycle, so when we know that year 1 and 2, that's when you take the Meiser to Yerushalayim, and then along with year 4 and 5, and year 3 and 6 of the Shemitah cycle, that instead of Meiser Shein, you're giving to the, going to Yerushalayim, that's when you'll give to the Ani. So what happens if you ate Hevel Meiser Ani? In other words, instead of tithing and giving to the Ani, you go ahead and eat the produce. That's what we're discussing here. So Amar Rav, Achol Tevel Shel Meiser Ani Loka. As we saw in our Mishnah, if you eat the Tevel Meiser Ani Loka. Actually, did the Mishnah say it specifically? Right? The Mishnah did not specify. That's the whole point. The Mishnah did not specify Meiser Ani. It gave different examples, but did not specify Meiser Ani. Correct? That's the sugya. That's what we're trying to discuss here. So we're going to try to see. So Rav's din is, Rav adds on to the Mishnah and says that in addition to the Meisers listed in the Mishnah, if you ate the mice, the Tevel Meiser onion, instead of giving it to the onion, you ate the Meiser, loka, you get Malkus. Come on. So who is this according to? Ki Haitan, it's according to the following Tana. The Tanya. Okay, there's a pasuk here that's going to be very, very necessary for tonight. The pasuk is going to be referring at its face, the pasuk is going to be referring to the prohibition of eating certain types of foods involved in certain mitzvos in your sharecha, in your city, in your gates. Let's just read this pasuk off the bat. In my Torah Or, it's pasuk number Vav. It's a pasuk in Dvarim, Parashas Re'e, Parakut Beis, pasuk Yitzayim. It says Lo sucha lecho b'sharecha. You should not eat in your gates. Meiser degancha. Right, v'siroshcha, v'yitzarecha, v'bekoros b'korcha, v'tzonecha, v'chonedarecha, asher tidar, v'nitvosecha, v'tshumas yadecha. This pasuk, like I said, on Daf Yitzayim Abayz, this is going to be the main pasuk that's going to be nidrus throughout the entire Amud. But right now, the pasuk, the Gemara is darshing as well. So Rabbi Yossi says, right, it says, lo sucha lecha b'sharecha. You should not eat in your gates. So you live in Baltimore, not Baltimore, bad example, because you're not in Eretz Yisrael, but you live in a town in Eretz Yisrael. You should not eat in your gates, right? So, what it means like this. A yachol, a yachayit, a tevel, maybe you would only think you'd be chayav if you eat tevel shalohura mimena kolikar. Right? Maybe you would think you're only chayav for tevel that nothing was taken. But hurumena truma gadol, but if you took the truma that you give to the kohen, lohura mimena meiser, but let's say you gave to the kohen meiser rishon, you gave to the kohen his truma, but you did not tithe meiser rishon to the levi, Meiser Rishon, or Meiser Sheni, or let's say the Levi did not tithe, you know, take, the, he's supposed to, the 10% he's supposed to give.
No, that's not, that's
Truma's Meisers. I'm sorry, Meiser Rishon, Meiser Sheni, I thought it was Truma, I'm sorry, Meiser Sheni, right? I see the Levim here on the ball, right? Okay, so I'm sorry, Meiser Sheni, give the Meiser Sheni, Vafilu Meiser Ani, right? Even if they didn't give Meiser Ani, Minai, how do we know that you're over, even if you did not give Meiser Ani, you did not give the Meiser to Aniyim, Talmud Omar, Lo Sucho Lecho B'Sharecha, says you should not eat in your gates. So how do we see from there? Halanu Omer, regarding Maaser Ani, it says, V'achu b'sharecha v'saveyu, the Aniyim, should eat in your gates and be satiated. So Malo Halan Maaser Ani, just like when the Pasuk says, V'achu b'sharecha, it's Gzeirah Shavah, right? It says that they should eat b'sharecha, it's referring to Maaser Ani. Afkan, we're going to do a Gzeirah Shavah and say, Maaser Ani, when it says, L'sucha l'echa b'sharecha, v'am rachmanu l'suchal. So how does that work? So Rashi explains, again, this is Gzeirah Shavah. So Rashi explains in the fifth last narrow line, Malo Maaser Ani, d'ksiv l'ger l'yasum ha'mana, right? B'nyan d'shana shlishi, we're talking about when you give to the ger l'yasum ha'mana in the third year of the Shemitah cycle. Af b'sharecha amurkan. So too, when it says l'sucha b'sharecha, we're gonna teach it and bring it over. Yeshlomo mimenu Maaser Ani v'achigamer. This is how you have to teach it. L'sucha l'echol tevel. Do not eat tevel. In other words, where is Sharecha referenced regarding Maaser Ani? So in the place where Maaser Ani is referenced, in other words, when you haven't yet taken Maaser, given Maaser Ani yet, then you should not eat your produce. Okay? I think the Rifa might help with the Taich. Let's see if he adds anything. Is that the way the Rifa says is V'uki'ilu k'siv kan shrei b'sharecha. It's like when the pasuk l'sucha l'eshcha b'sharecha, we're like referencing the other sharecha and bringing it over. Chad l'chay malchus l'ochel b'gvul. And so therefore, when the pasuk l'sucha l'eshcha b'sharecha, if you eat what you bring, what you're supposed to bring to Yerushalayim in your own hometown, let's say your ma'aser sheni or without pidyon, v'chad l'habi tevel shel ma'aser ani. The other is if you haven't tied the ma'aser ani, you mechay malchus as well. Okay. So there's a classic Gzeirah Shavah, sharecha sharecha. So that's where Rabbi Yossi says that you will get malchus if you eat your produce before. Obviously, you have to give truma. Obviously, you have to give ma'aser rishon. Obviously, you have to give ma'aser sheni. Okay, and you have to, the ma'aser ani has to be taken as well. Rabbi Yosef. So Rabbi Yosef says now in the second to last line on the page, ketanai. What Rabbi Yosef said is not l'kul yam. It's actually subject to machlokas tanaim, because as we know, there's the whole sugya called demai, right? The Gemara Rashi says, if you want to see Rashi for a moment, Rashi says in the second wide line, mid-sized line, the Amri, the Gemara Sota says, the Yochanan kon gadol shalav b'chol gvul Yisrael, right? Yochanan sent around there to have a Ros, Ami Aretz, Chasudin al Maisros. He saw that they were not tithing properly. Chutz mi truma gadol, they would give the Kohen the truma gadola, because there they knew there's Misa B'dei Shemayim.
So, also because Chitachas Peteres is so great.
Oh, it's a small amount.
You give anything. I mean, the 1/40th, 1/50th, 1/60th is l'chatchila.
Right.
But really, if you give one 1/10,000th of a percent, it also would make it ice tevel for truma. That's why the Amoratsu were not chashed on truma.
Mm-hmm. So he said, Amar lehem l'Yisrael, b'nai. K'shem sh'at truma misa, kachatel misa, right? You have to realize, just like if you eat the truma, you chay misa, b'dei shemayim so too, b'dei tevel. So Amar v'tikein, so he made this concept, we're all familiar with the concept of demai, right? Which is suffix, right? Halokach me'am ma'aretz, if a person purchases from somebody who's not ma'aretz, ignorant, yafrish kol ma'isros, he should be mafrish all the ma'isros, because it's a suffix, we're talking about a suffix d'iraisa, right? V'ma'akfen lo atzmo, v'ochel ma'isr rishon, shari mutol azar, really ma'isr rishon mutol azarim, and really it becomes an issue of mominus. It becomes a motzim chaver ol v'raya, where it becomes an issue of mominus, okay? As far as the Levim are concerned, Ma'aser Sheni, Ochel Yerushalayim. Ma'aser Sheni, take it to eat Yerushalayim. Suffolk, once again. Im Shnas Ma'aser Onihu. Now, what do you do if it's a Shnas? If it's this, right, the third and the sixth year of the Shemitah cycle. Nechaku Rabbi Yezer Chachamim. That's a Machokas Rabbi Yezer Chachamim. Come Rabbi Yezer. The Lomi Boyu Afrushim is Suffolk. It's only a Suffolk. Not a big deal. You don't have to be mafresh it. The Lot Sarich El Afil Likros Lov is a shame. You don't even have to, like, do a Kriya Shame, which is sufficient on some level for these, at least on a Diraisa level for Maestros. Velomer Maaser Ani shall kriza ye betzvono v'dromo. Not me old sark enough to do anything. So what do you see? Rabbi Lezer says that you don't have to do anything on Maaser Ani shall demai. When you have a suffix Maaser Ani. As opposed to Maaser Sheni, you have to go to Yerushalayim. As opposed to Maaser Rishon, you have to at least be mafrish. Here you don't have to do anything. Right? That seems to be that Maaser Ani, there's no issue of tevel by Maaser Ani. Right, as opposed to Rabbi Yossi, who says you get malchus if you eat tevel maaser ani. Rashi doesn't seem to be concerned even by Amaratzim. Why? Because the Gemara's assumption at this point, Rabbi Yosef's assumption at this point is because he feels that the tevel of Maaser Ani is not the same as the other types of tevel.
Well, couldn't it be just that the Gezerah of Demai didn't include that?
But why not? In other words, Rabbi Yosef said, why wouldn't it? The last word of Tazayim is, why wouldn't it? Right? So that, we'll see in a moment. Somebody can, you're going to be right. Someone's going to agree with you. But Rabbi Yosef assumes that there's no reason to make any chilukim. So if there's no reason to make any chilukim, the fact that we were not Macher Maaser Ani must be because it doesn't carry the same punishment. There you go. So what he's saying is Rav's statement is according to Rabbi Yosef, but it's not Lekuli Alma. Okay? And as we noted, we should have noted even earlier, but as we know, it's not mentioned in the Mishnah. Okay, fine. The Chacham Omrim, we turn to Yudayim and Aleph, Ko Reis Hashem. No, just you have to treat it like the other, Now, as Rashi says, first Rashi and Zayim and Aleph, the Kevin and Shekarol of Shem, once you have a Kriya of Shem, Yotzeh Akrim Mitoras Tevel, it's no longer a problem of Tevel. Okay? Now, okay?
This is a key point to understand that Tevel is not the idea that it's a mixture of, like when you take your crops in, it's not that you have Truma and Meiser and Meiser Sheni mixed in. It's a different
predetermined.
It's a different thing. It's Tevel. Tevel is not the mixture of those. Tevel is that which you weren't mafresh, the Truma one. So you see here, even though you're going to be Kiryas Hashem and then you don't have to give it, but just designating you have this part is and this part is Meiser, this part is Truma, right? Now, they may be all in the same container still, mm-hmm. but they're now discrete, and it leaves the category of Tevel. So Tevel is not just, you couldn't, for example, create Tevel. If a person was Mafresh, Truma, and Meiser and everything, and then he put it all back in the container and stirred it all up, it's not Tevel,
right.
It's a mixture of Truma and Meiser and whatever. It's
right.
not... So it's Tevel is the as yet uncategorized, as right? So it's not just
it hasn't been Masukun yet,
right.
Is that the right?
Yeah.
Okay, so the Rashi points out, Rashi does say, but let's just look in the second line of Rashi in Zayim and Aleph. Again, we said by the Maaser Ani, where the Chachamim say, Maaser Ani, the Machmir, they disagree with Rabbi Eliezer, and they say, no, you have to be Koreshem, right? So why here is Kor Hashem sufficient as opposed to the other cases? So let's just read Rashi for a moment. Vishara Maestros, who tzarech lahafrish al karkach. The other Maestros, you have to be mafrish for various reasons. Why? We should tzarech lahafrish mi Maestro Rishon Trumas Maestro. Because when you're Maestro Rishon, you have to take off from Trumas Maestro. That's what goes to the Kohen, right? But with the Kohen, Shiba Misa Lazarim. For a Zahar to eat that portion that's contained therein is Chia Misa. So everything else, you have to do another action than Kriya Shem. Kriya Shem is sufficient, you know, in theory, as far as the Afrasha, but either way, you're stuck. You're going to have, but Truma's Meister, you're going to have to continue the process. And Meister Shem, you're going to have to go to Yerushalayim. But Kriya Shem is sufficient to take it out of Tevel. Again, the other issue is, okay, and the Ritva points this out, that what's happening with Meister Ani is that it's going to be, at the end of the day, it's going to be a moment. It's going to go into the category of moment. So once you're Kor Hashem, now it's the Aniyim, Zacharias, to come and take it from you. As far as moment is, Hamotzi L'Erech HaVarai. I believe that's the issue. Maybe we'll see it inside as we get there. Okay, so what's the point? Rav Yosef's point is, the Rav came along and said that if you eat the Tevel and Maaser Ani, if you eat the produce before you take off Maaser Ani, even though you've taken off all the other Maasers, you get Malkus. And he says, Rabbi Yossi is that of that opinion. Rabbi Yossi, not so simple. You see, Chacham are not of that opinion. Chacham say that in the time of Demai, when we were afraid of Amaratzim, we would have to, when if you buy produce from an Amaretz, just like you would have to take Meiser, Truma you don't have to take, because we rely that they're going to do it, for the reasons mentioned, but just like you have to take Meiser, and Meiser Risha, Meiser Shein, so too you have to take Meiser on it. Okay? So you suggest, what are they arguing about? My labakam. Okay, what are they arguing about? Maybe they're arguing about this point. The mar savar vade tovo, umar savar vade in tovo. One opinion holds that when it's vade, in other words, the reason why when it's you take it on ma'aretz and it's a sava, you have to be koreshem is because when it's vade, when it's not a sava, it's real tevel, just like all the other cases real tevel. So to here it's real tevel, and that's why you'd have to be koreshem, and that would be chachamim shita. And that, right? And Rabbi Eliezer's sheet is, no, you don't have to do Kriya Shem, because even in a Vaday case, it's not Tevel, right? which is connected Rabbi Yosef. That's the Rabbi Yosef's point. That Rav, your statement is not Lekuli Alma. That really is basically what Rabbi Yosef's statement's point is, that this is really a machlokas. So Amar Le Abaye, Abaye says, Yachli, Adamifu Gibisveika, Ufu Gibavadai. Abaye says, if you're arguing, Abaye says to Rabbi Yosef, if you're right, that really there's a machlokas Tanayim, even by Vadai, whether it's Tevel or not, and Rav's halacha that you get Malkus, Vita Tevel, Maiserani, is subject to machlokas, why don't they argue on a Vadai level? In other words, why are they reducing themselves to a much less of a chiddush on a suffix level? They should argue even on a vade level. Okay? So the Gemara says, El dekuli alma vade tovo. Really, Abaye disagrees with Rav Yosef and agrees with Rav. In other words, Rav Yosef said it's machlokes. If we get malchus, if you eat the produce before you did maiserani, Rav said you get malchus, Rav Yosef said it's machlokes, Abaye agrees with Rav. Everybody agrees with this opinion of Rabbi Yossi that's Osir, and everybody agrees with Rav's din that you get Malkus. Oh, so how come Rabbi Eliezer says you don't, when you buy from an Am Aretz, you don't have to be Koreshem? This is what this Machlokus is about. One, Rabbi Eliezer holds it. You know what? Remember we said before that Amoratsim are not suspicious about Truma? They're for sure going to give Truma. They're also for sure going to give Maiser on it. Came in the Mamonehu. Since it's all it is Mamonehu. Frushim Afrish. How does Rashi explain that? Well, next you do, let's read Rashi in the second narrow line. The Mamonehu, Ein bo Isra Achila el Gezel Aniyim. But what's going on here is there's no Isra Achila, it's Gezel Aniyim. The Iyu Gezel Aniyim lo Chayesh. We're not Choshesh that they're going to be Gozo from the Aniyim. Okay? How do you guys understand that? Does it mean that they're not going? At the end of the day, even though they're Amoratsim, they have a heart. Is that what it means?
It was less hassle to deal with.
Right.
The Aniyim are everywhere.
There's more Aniyim.
Right.
And you don't have to treat it specially. When you're mafresh something as Truma, you have to keep it in a separate place to make sure it doesn't become tummy. Otherwise, it'll be right.
That's the next right. So next rash. Let's read the next rash for one moment and see if we can put it all together. When it comes to the others, right? Efrushim mafreshu. There's that because it's gezel, because it's meiser ani, they're going to mafresh it. Lafuke tivla to take away the tevel. Need the meiser rishon alone mafresh. It's true they're not going to be mafresh meiser rishon. The suburg. And Amar says to himself, imafreshinule. If I'm mafresh the meiser rishon, but you know lafreshe trumas meiser mine. You have to take off the trumas meiser as well. Shuba misa. You're starting to play with fire. Right?
He says here that the difference is that once it's taken off, there's no Isra Achila on the Maiser Ani itself. So he's going to go ahead and take it off to be matur the rest of the stuff, and he plans to keep it for himself later and eat it.
Right. Or even if he plans to keep it.
So he might steal it.
Right. Now, it's taken off, he's matur the rest of his food. He's no longer has any Isra itself on the gezel.
So really,
It's mutter to anybody to eat, it's just your mechuyev to give it.
So it's all gain, no loss for him to be.
So you're saying then you're
right. The way he art school to Taiji Zarachik, I mean, he has the forensic Rashi after his is that he plans.
He doesn't care about Gezel Aniyim.
Right. All he wants to make sure is that the tevel is now mutter to eat.
Right.
That he's scared of. He doesn't want to eat because it's usher. It's no cost to him because he'll eat it later. So that's not your problem. The
words of Iyu Gezel Aniyim Mochayish doesn't mean we're not that these guys, even though I'm a Ratzim, they still have a heart.
No, means he's not concerned. He doesn't care about still. Right. So it's not the deal for him.
Right. Okay.
And if, by the way, if somebody sells you his Maiser Ani, right, you're not over anything by eating it because it's chulin. Yeah. It's not. In other words, if somebody is Mafresh Truma and he put it aside for the Kayan and he decides instead to sell it to you, you know, whether you're a Inus or whatever, Shayi, whatever, but it's Truma. Right, it doesn't. It has kedusha to it. This Maiser Ani, you're obligated to give it, but it's not like anybody's usher to eat it.
Okay, and to reinforce that point, the Ritva is actually Gersa is came to Mamonahu. Mamonahu. What does that mean? That this becomes This becomes a suffik mam and baalmu motzim chervel varaya. That beyond just maybe being the gezel aniyim. But the Aniyim have to actually make their case to get it from you. So now it becomes a suffix and a mammon. Right. Okay, fine. So I think you guys are right. That's the way to teach this Rashi. Okay. Okay, so that is that. Fine. So that's Rabbanan side. Oh, so what do Rabbanan hold? Let's just finish up this point, right? So Rabbi Elazar holds that really, as everybody holds that really, that you're going to, my Ma'aser Ani, it really is Tebel, and you get Malkus. It's just Rabbi Elazar says, when you buy from Ha'aretz, you don't have to worry about it, because it's Mammon, it's Gezoniyim, etc. Rabbanan side, we came into Tricha Milsa, lo Mafresh. Rabbanan hold that since it's a Tircha, they're not going to be Mafresh. Okay? So at the end of the day, I guess it still is going to be a Tircha. Okay? Alright, so let's go right there, I guess, right? Now we're up to the next case. And the case is Kama Yochel Min HaTeva, right? This is going to be Machlokas Rabbanan and Reb Shimon. Okay. So the Mishnah says back on 5 lines on the bottom, Kama Yochel Min HaTeva V'yachayev. How much you have to eat from Teva and be Chayev? Reb Shimon Omer Kol Shehu. Any amount you eat, you're going to be Chayev Malkus. Chom Omer Kazayas. Chom said Kazayas. Okay? So this is a big machlokas, Reb Shimon Rabbanan. Let's keep reading the Mishnah for a moment back on your Gimel. So Amor Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon says to Rabbanan, Iyatem modim li. Won't you agree to me? Bochon Amala, this we had last week, right? That if you eat a whole bria, if you eat an ant, let's say, even though it's not the size of a Kazayas, Kol Shehu Shehu Chayev, you're going to be Chayev Malkus. Amrulo. The Rabbanan said, you're right. But that's different. Neshi Kibri also. That's because that is the whole size, the way it was created, I guess, right? Okay? Amr Lehen, Reb Shimon says them, Avchita Achas Kibri also. Then what's the difference if you eat one grain of Chita of Tevel, let's say, you should be Chayim Malkus also. Okay, so now the Gemara is going to have two different ways of teaching how this Machlokas played itself out. So we turn back to Zion Amud Aleph, and the Gemara says we're in the fourth to last narrow line. Amrav Bibi, or third to last now, Amrav Bibi and Reb Shimon bin Lakish, Machlokes Bechita Achas. The Machlokes between. What? Bechita, I'm sorry. Machlokes between Reb Shimon and Rabbanan is regarding one kernel, one grain. Okay? Aval Bekemach, but let's say once it's ground up, flour is a tiny bit, a speck of ground up flour. So, Divrei HaKol Kazayas, even Reb Shimon's going to agree, it's got to be a Kazayas. So, everybody agrees with the concept of Kazayas, everybody agrees with the concept of a Beria. Right? Hold, the way it was created. They just debate what a berry is. Okay? That's really how Rabbi seems to understand it. Rabbi Yirmiyah says, no. Reb Shimon ben Lakish.
I didn't understand it that way.
Oh.
Rabbi's saying that the machlekes of Reb Shimon and the Chachamim is by achita.
Mm-hmm.
If you ground it up, even Reb Shimon would be mita to the Chachamim.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. Everybody agrees that a kezayis unless it's a berry. They're arguing if achita is a berry or not.
Okay.
But if it's ground up, then it right. If it's ground up, then it has to be a kazayis. Reb Yirmi Amar Reb Shimon ben Lakish k'machokas bezu kach machokas bezu. Says no. They're arguing across the board. They're arguing even when it's ground up. In other words, Reb Shimon's opinion is not restricted to berry. Reb Shimon holds that even if you eat a kol shu, even if it's not a berry, chayim malkus. So the Gemara says, wait a second. Tanan Amar Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon said to them, Yatem Odli, don't you guys agree to me? Bochon amal kol shu chayiv. If you eat an ant, you're chayev. Amrullah, they said, yeah, maybe you could be also. Amrullah, and he said to them, Afkita achas could be also. So what's a simple diuk? Simple diuk is, chita in. That if it's a chita, yeah, that's a berida. But kemach lo. But if it's ground of flour, right, then even Reb Shimon will say you don't get malchus. Mara says, the vreim kamrullo. Reb Shimon was arguing l'shitasam. That you guys who hold the berida, you guys have hold of the whole creatures, should be moted to me machita also. Right? So he says to them like this, Lididi, afiyu kamach nami. According to me, even ground the flour is just a speck, you'd be chayim malchus. Eluditku, but according to you guys, that are barrier, hold of the barrier exception, right? Oduli miyas, you should concede to me, dechita achas kibriyasa, that just like an ant is a barrier, so too one kernel is a barrier. Okay? V'rabbanan, so what do Rabbanan respond? What does their chiluk? So Rabbanan respond, Briyas neshama chashuva. That the bria of a living, breathing creature, right, is a beria. Bachita lo chashuva. Bachita is not chashuv to be a beria. Tani kavasu de Rabbi Yirmiya. So there's a brisa that goes according to Rabbi Yirmiya. Reb Shimon Omer, koshu lamakos, right, that the din is koshu lamakos, no matter what you eat, even a tiny bit, you're going to get makos. Well, amru el kazayis el inyan carbon. What is the kazayis aspect about? That's inyan carbon. As Rashi points out, that there is a concept of Alcha Moshe Misinai of Kazayas. Right? We all know. Because that is Lachem Rosh Mishinai. But there's a Machlokes Tanayim, what that concept's about. Right? So Reb Shimon holds that when we say Kizai is Lachem Rosh Mishinai, that's Lagabe Karbon. Okay? That's not Lagabe Malkus. And Rabbanan holds, no, it's Lagabe Karbon and Malkus. Okay? The Ritva explains the Reb Shimon Shita that there's a concept by when it comes to Machlokes Asuras of Achshrei, right? Let's say you have things that this is a big shout by medicine, right? Where when you're even though it's not necessarily considered food, but if you're machshavit, then it becomes usur, right? So that's the idea behind Reb Shimon, that because he did it as explained, I have in the footnotes, the Chazon Ish explains in the Ritva that the idea of Reb Shimon Shita is that because this person was moreid and was over the aver b'mezid, so what's the difference if he eats one speck or eats an entire kezias? That's Reb Shimon Shita. I assume that Rabbanan's opinion is that, this is my assumption, at least I'm speaking outside, but I think that they hold the halacha Moshe Mishinai Lagabi Malkus is Lagabi all aspects of Machalos Asuras, not just Lagabi Karbon, Lagabi Malkus as well.
It's not Achila if you didn't.
Right, it's not a Maisa. That's right.
It's not a Maisa.
Right, right.
But really, this the Gemara is bringing Reish Lakish here. It's Machalos Rebekin and Reish Lakish by every Aveira, if Chatzi Shir is Asir Menatera. Right? So you have here really three categories. There's what Reb Shimon holds, but even according to Chachamim, if you eat a half kezias of chazer, right, according to Reb Yechanan, you'd be chayev, it's iser deraisa.
Right.
Just you don't get
malchus.
Is only, so the whole kezias, according to Reb Yechanan, is for kezias. But the iser is even without.
Right.
Right? So...
Okay, so it ties in. You're saying it ties in.
Well, I'm not. Like, I don't know if that ties
in.
Okay.
Interesting. All right, should we start the next Mishnah? Okay. Fine. So the Mishnah says like this: Ha'ochel bikurim, ad shul kara leim. I'm going to keep saying accidentally shame, but ignore if I say shame. Just from the previous sugar. Right? There are two mitzvahs by bikurim. Right? We know that we're coming to Shavuos. So between Shavuos and Sukkot, you're supposed to bring your bikurim. And there are two mitzvahs. That are the Habas Bikurim, right? And the Mikra Bikurim. That's what we say out of the Parsha Arami Ovidavi, right? That we say in the Haggadah. So, and they're actually two different mitzvahs. But nevertheless, our Mishnah says that Ochel Bikurim Achol Karim. Let's say, right, who eats the Bikurim? The Kohanim eat the Bikurim. Let's say you brought the Bikurim to the Beis HaMikdash, and before you did a Mikra Bikurim, the Kohen ate. He'll get Malchus. Okay? Kadshe Kadashim Chutz HaKohanim. If you eat Kadshe Kadashim, Kohanim eat Kadshe. Right, this is the basar of the chatas and the asham. So if you eat outside the klayim, outside the azara, get malchus. Kachim kalim, maisa sheni, chutz l'choma. If you eat kachim kalim and maisa sheni outside the choma of Yerushalayim, also get malchus. Hashover is the etzim of Pesach, right? We're familiar by etzim of tishbru above the karm Pesach. So if you break the etzim, you're chayim malchus. Pesach hatar, harei zeloka. If you break from the Pesach hatar, when the animal's still tar, you get malchus. We'll see that, right? Lo karbam, you have 40 malchus. I don't know why here he says lo karbam. Right? Okay. Abel ha-moser betar, but this is the case that we've seen several times already. If you have noser, let's say you leave Karm Pesach over till the morning. That's Isav Yeraisa, right? You do not get malchus if you leave it over till the morning. Last week we discussed three different reasons. The Rambam's reason is lav mitzak lasei, because you could go ahead and you could burn it afterwards. There also is because of lav shemo maisa. It could also be because of asura savik. You'd never be able to warn the person. So either way, for whatever reason, you're not going to get malchus if you leave noser. Vashover betame. And if you break a bone of a carbon pesach that became tame already, ain't a loka arbaim. You do not get malchus arbaim. Hanota lema abanim. This is by Shulchan Kain, right? You take the eggs before you send away the mother. Rabbi Yehuda omer loka v'ena mishalech. Rabbi Yehuda says, you get malchus right away. He does not hold. This is an example of lavanita klasei. He holds this pasuk is referring when the pasuk is send away the mother. It means before you take the eggs. Once you took the eggs, it's too late. Okay, chum om mishalach meino loka. This is a classic case of lavanita klasei. You did the aveira. You took the eggs. All right, it's still not too late. You still have the opportunity to send away the mother. But then the Mishnah says that klal, and I believe this is according to everybody. What we're going to read now. When you have a mitzvah losasei, when you have a mitzvah asei linked to it, nitlak lasei, you will not get malchus. Right? The last couple of weeks we've been learning about when, at what point we give up on you, you do get malchus. But there are some cases we've seen that aren't necessarily cases we're subject to machlokes of his nitak last day or not. But I think the rule is, as opposed to, let's say, lav shein b'maisa, as opposed to asra sadek, I believe this is a kuli alma, this general rule of lav hanitak l'asay. You do not get malchus, okay, especially if you do the essay. Good. So now the Gemara says, all right, next, basically, the rest of the blah is going to be about one particular sugya, a drasha of Reb Shimon. Right? It's a very interesting drasha. Basically, we're going to review the pasuk, based on the pasuk that we started off with before. So, Amar Rabbi Chanan Rabbi Yochanan, Zu divi Rabbi Akiva stim tasa. Right? This is Rabbi Akiva. The opinion in our Mishnah, it says, if you bring Bikurim, and before there's Mikra Bikurim, they eat the Bikurim, you get Malkos, that's Rabbi Akiva's opinion. Chacham disagree. They say Bikurim Hanacha Makevis. Part of the Habas Bikurim is Hanacha by the Mizbeach, right? Bikriya ain Makevis Ben. But even though they agree there's a mitzvah Bikurim, but
Mitzvah of Kriya.
But wow. Even if it's not Makev, if the Kohen ate it before, you know, he couldn't resist, he ate it, it's not, you don't get Malkus for it. The Gemara says, Lelei Mizu Divrei Reb Shimon Stim Sa. Why don't you say this is Reb Shimon in our Mishnah, the author of the Mishnah? Hakamash Malan, Reb Akiva Reb Shimon Sfirulei. You see, Reb Akiva and Reb Shimon are in agreement on this din. That if the Kohen eats the Bikurim before the mitzvah of Kriyas Bikurim, he will get Malkus. Okay, now the Gemara says, my Reb Shimon. What's this Reb Shimon? All right, so here we start off again. Again, what's the Pasuk? Let's just remind ourselves, it's the first Pasuk quoted in the Torah. It says, Losucha Lecho B'Sharecha. Okay, the Pasuk is, do not eat in your gates. So you live in Tel Aviv, do not eat in your gates. Ma'iksa D'Gancha, Siroshcha B'Yitzarecha, B'Koros B'Karecha B'Tzonecha, Chondarecha Asher Tidor, Mizvasecha, Chuma Sidecha. Okay, so Reb Shimon's going to darshan all these things in a brilliant manner. Let's watch what he does. It says, the Tanya, Chuma Sidecha, the last item that was listed, right? Losucha Lecho B'Sharecha, whole bunch of things. And the last one was Chuma Sidecha. It will be Kurim. It says this is referring to Bikurim. So Reb Shimon says, Reb Shimon, Ma Bazel Amdeinu. The Pasuk's come and tell us, don't eat the Bikurim in your gates. Right? That can't be what it's teaching us. Im L'Ochan Chutz L'Choma. If it's coming to tell us, don't eat them outside of Yerushalayim. Kal V'Chomer Meiser Akal. We already know that from a Kal V'Chomer. Right? From Meiser. Meiser Hasheni, right? You can't eat, if Meiser Hasheni you can't eat in your gates, you have to eat in Yerushalayim. Of course you can't eat Bikurim in your gates. Uma Meiser Akal, and just like Meiser Akal, if Oakland Chutz L'Chom Aloka, if you eat them outside the gate of Yerushalayim, you get Malkus, Bikurim Okoshke. So, of course, you'll get Malkus if you eat Bikurim outside Yerushalayim. So, that's the Pasuk was Sukal, Lecho B'Sharecha, Truma Sedecha, is not referring to this Isser. Well, what's it referring to? Halaba Kasuv, El Ochel Bikurim, Atchakarolem Shuloka, right? Fine. It's coming to teach us that by Bikurim, that if you eat them before you do Mikra Bikurim, you get Malkus. Now, how Reb Shimon came up with that, excellent question. The Ritva gives an idea, right? You notice, the Pasuk says, Losucha B'Sharecha, do not eat the Bikurim in the gates of, outside the gates of Yerushalayim. And some Reb Shimon, fine, Reb Shimon says, it's not talking about that by Bikurim. We have a Kavahor Meiser. So Reb Shimon pulls out of his hat, it must be talking about an Isser to eat before you do a Kriyas Bikurim. So what does the Ritva say? The Ritva says the Ritva says the following statements. I'm just going to read it. It's four lines, and for what it's worth, for our understanding. Perish, Shizu Midahi B'Torah. This is a Midah Torah. The Kol She'inu Tzorech L'Inyano. Whenever you don't need it for that idea, I mean, you don't need it for the idea of eating it outside the gates of Yerushalayim. Taneil inyan achar adomelo. So teach it about another halacha that's similar. Okay, nami taneil inyan abikurim. So tiri gabikurim. Shenasim lehem gvul leachila. That there's a limitation on the eating of it. So what, right? Which is kriya makam shenasim lemaiser sheni gvul choma. Right, there's a limitation. So what's the limitation? The limitation is at what point are you allowed to eat it? So he's saying that there is limited, the eating of the Bikurim is limited to post Kriyas Bikurim. That's how the Ritva is trying to get inside Reb Shimon's understanding of how he knew to jump to the idea of eating before Kriyas Bikurim. Okay. So the Gemara goes on and says, right, again, read it again. Okay. All right, ready to go back there? We'll go in the drashas. They continue darshan the pasuk. Now, if you notice what Shimon's doing, he darshan's backwards. Uchuma said, is bikurim. And if you just keep your finger on that Torah or on that pasuk, right, the last two words are Chuma Sedecha. So what's the word before Chuma Sedecha? V'nidvosecha. Right? So how's he going to darshan v'nidvosecha? V'nidvosecha zu todo shlamim. V'nidvosecha is referring to the carbon toda and the shlamim. Right? That's what the word nidvosecha is referring to. Everybody with me? Okay. So I'm Reb Shimon. So Reb Shimon says, ma bazal amdenu. Well, again, the Losuchu lecho b'sharecha, do not eat in your gates. Do not eat outside of your shalayim, your tov and shlamim. What's that coming to teach us? Im lo'ochen chotzul choma. If it's coming to teach us that you can't eat outside of your shalayim, once again, kavachor meiser. If meiser you can't eat outside of your shalayim, of course you can't eat tov and shlamim outside of your shalayim. Halo ba'kasuv, lo'ochel b'tovda v'shlamim, lufnei zrika shu'loka. It must be coming to teach us another iser. That when you bring a shlam, you bring a carbon toad, there's zrika sadam in the mizbeach, right? There's zrika achas kachim kalim. So you're not allowed to eat the meat of the carbon before zrika. And if you eat the meat before zrika, you get malchus. Again, right? Because there's no, you can't say Lasucha is coming to teach us eating it outside your shlam. It's obvious. We know that from Iser. So there's a new chiddush here. The Iser Chadash, as Tosis is going to refer to it. The Iser Chadash is the fact that you are not allowed to eat from Shlomo and Toda before the Zrikas Adam.
Right, and it's really, it's the same thing, because it's in the case of in the first cases, it means until its process is complete, it's brought to your Shalayim, don't eat it. Right?
Oh, you're by the Meiser.
That's by Meiser, right. The process is bring it to your Shalayim, and it's called eating it in your gates. Instead, you have to bring it. So the same thing, until the process is complete, until the Zrika Saddam, until the Kriya Sashem of the, right?
So yeah. That's the same as you're saying within the Ritva. That's what,
right.
There's again, the words of the Ritva.
I saw that's also how the Art Scroll understands
Okay, very good. Oh, okay, very good. Shinaslam Gvul Achila. Give it, it's bounded.
Each thing has its process. Right. The process of Meiser is bringing it.
Right.
The process of Shlamim is being Zayrek. The process of Bikurim is being Karishen.
Kind of the final.
If you don't do the whole process, then it's not the right time to eat.
Okay, great. Great. Okay, so now we go on to, again, let's go back into the Pasuk. And he's darshaning backwards. The Gemara is going to say that was an amazing thing. Okay? So the last thing was Shuma Sedecha, that's Bikurim, to teach us the Malkus before Mikra Bikurim. Then Vasecha is the Todan Shlomim, to teach us there's Malkus before the Zrika the Dan. Now we're going to Ubechoros, right? The Isra of Bechoros, right? Bechoros, Bekarcho, Tzonecha, fine. So Zah Bechor, that's the Bechor, right? You know, if your firstborn animal, automatically, as soon as it's born, goes to the Kohen, and ideally, it's supposed to come, and the Kohen is supposed to bring it as a carbon Yerushalayim, and the Kohen is supposed to eat in Yerushalayim. So I'm Reb Shem Ma'abazel Amdenu. What's this coming to teach us? If it's a simple prohibition at face value, the Pasuk says, that's nothing. Kavachonri Meiser. We already know from Meiser. If Meiser you can't eat in Yerushalayim, outside Yerushalayim, of course you can't eat Bechor outside Yerushalayim. Imifnei Zrika, if you're going to tell me that you can't eat the meat of the Bechor before the Zrika of the Dam, that you don't need. Kavachonri Tovda v'Shlamim. You have a Kavachomer. If Tovda and Shlamim you can't eat before the process, as Rakhav saying, the process is complete, the Zrika of the Dam, of course you can't eat from the Bechor. Afilu Akar Zrika, what's coming to teach is a Zar, a non-Kohen, that eats even after Zrika Shulah. Okay, that's the Chiddush. The Bechor, only a Kohen can eat, and if a Yisrael eats, a Levi eats, they get Malkus. Okay?
And this is why I have to do it backwards, because he's understanding this one only after he knew the rule of
Exactly. Even though now I see Bekarcha Vitzonecha, right? Really, Bekarcha Vitzonecha comes after Bechoros. He should have gone.
But he's doing it in the order that one could.
Serious, as the Gemara is going to say, he's serious as a mikra. He changed the order. Okay. So now the pasuk goes is Bekarcha Vitzonecha, Zuchatas Vashem. Again, these are kachim, right? This is a person who doesn't have veris chayv chatas. A person who doesn't have veris is chayv and asham. Okay. Here, as we know, the kohanim are going to eat. The meat only goes to the kohanim as well. Like Bechoros, the meat only goes to the kohanim. But there'll be a new halacha. So Rav Shem Ma'abazel on there. What's this coming to teach us? Im lo'ochen chutz l'choma. It can't be l'sucho l'echo b'sharecha. To teach us simply, you can't eat kachi kachim outside the choma. That's kalachor meiser. Because if meiser you can't eat, meiser is so much lower level than kachi kachim. Of course you can't eat kachi kachim. If it's a zrika, if it's a tell us you can't eat the basar before the zrika, kavachom retolim shlomi. If I told him shlomi you can't eat before zrika, of course you can't eat kachi kachim. If it's a teacher you can't eat after zrika, meaning Yisrael, or late you can't eat it, kavachom rebachar. Of course, if a non kohen can't eat bachar, of course they can't eat kachi kachim. Halaba kosav el ochel michatas v'asham. Rather, it's going to teach about a kohen, that even a kohen is not necessarily safe. Even afilu achas zrika, even if he waits after the zrika, chutz laklaim, if he eats it outside of the klaim, this is by the mikdash. But by, you know, as far as the base of the mikdash is concerned, it's talking about the azara shuloke, he'll get malchus. Okay, so a kohen, even if he waits until zrika, even if he's in Yerushalayim, not good enough. He's got to be in the azara to eat the karbon, and if not, he gets malchus. Oh, now what about nidarecha? Right, that was the beginning. That was the pasuk also. Says b'chorib zorim say b'chorib nidarecha asher tidor. So what's the pshad nidarecha? So he says, zu ola. This is ola, right? Ola, as we know, is kula kolot. Entire carbon's burnt. Nobody eats any meat. So what's osucha lecha b'sharecha? Can't be right. So he says, amrib shem ma bazel amdeinu. Im ochen chutz lachoma. If it's saying you can't eat outside the walls of Yerushalayim, kalchor meisa. If it's nezrika, it's going to say you can't eat before the zrika is down. Or second line from the bottom. Even after zrika you can't eat it. If you say you can't eat outside the azara, a guy did everything right. He was inside the azara. He was a kohen, right? He was zrika zadam, and he ate it. He still gets malchus because in ola nobody's allowed to eat the carbon ola. Okay, so Amar Rava, listen to this. Rava's very excited by the Chiddush of Reb Shimon. So Amar Rava, do you lie to Imei Reb Shimon Teled? If a mother has a child like Reb Shimon, she should have a child. If not, don't even bother showing up. Don't even have a child. That's how Rashi reads. Let's read Rashi. Rashi in the third line, the older Imei Reb Shimon Teled. When a woman is pregnant, she should daven Yiratzon Sheker Reb Shimon. I never heard any rebbes, anybody give a bracha, give advice to a mother to daven that Yishal Shibbe Reb Shimon. I never heard that before until this Gemara right here, right? And then the Gemara says, right? The Gemara said, lo teilut. If not, don't have a child. Now the Ritva first of all says, I'll read the Ritva. The Ritva says, Hamispalel al imo shetelid ben. If a person is davening that his mother should have a son, I never heard that concept before either. Right, you're davening to have a brother, I guess. Right, okay. Yispalel shek Reb Shimon. You should daven that he should be like Reb Shimon. Maybe Reb Shimon was a good brother or something. I don't know. Maybe that's what you see from here. But then the Ritva also says another thing. Lo garsinan. He says take out the words vi lo telid. Take out the words. Right, the Gemara said if Reb Shimon or bust, if it's not going to be Reb Shimon, forget it. He said, don't give us his words. As he says, ki har be'yesh lamata Reb Shimon, there are many people who are not in the high caliber of Reb Shimon, but still, shetov lemaloi, they still were fine individuals, right? Eruch Yidin. So, right, it's good to daven to have somebody like Reb Shimon, but, you know, to say otherwise, forget the whole thing, that the Ritva says is going too far. Okay? So the Gemara says like this. So again, Rava thought this was a brilliant halachas. All the kabbalchomers were beautiful, but then Rava says, even though the afagav disleu pircha, even though every one of these kabbalchomers you could shlug up. We tried to say that meiser was the kal against bikurim. We tried to say that tod and shlomim were bikurim were the kal. Every one of these you could prove that the other one's more chomer. How? So let's see Rava's rebuttal. Why are you saying that Bikurim is more chomer than Meiser? She can't assume with Zarim because only Kohanim can eat Bikurim?
And everybody could eat. Everybody could right? eat Meiser Shani.
Yeah,
but only Kohanim could eat
Bikurim.
Bikurim,
right?
So you see, it's more chomer.
Yeah. So Adarab Meiser chomer. She can also Onein, right? Meiser, well, Chalti ba'onim imenu. A person who's an Onein, right? Who's holding by the first day of the death of a relative cannot eat meiser. And Rashi points out that Reb Shimon holds that an onen can eat bikurim. A kohen is onen can eat bikurim. Okay?
Umayichum can eat
bikurim.
Can, right, bikurim.
Yeah, Rashi, in the second line. Mutar onen or pshimen. Fine. Okay. So the Gemara says, Umay chumra the told of Shlomi Meiser. What's the chumra? You want to say that told of Shlomi Ruchar Meiser, why she came to Unim Matan Damin, Verugum Mizbeach? In Tunim Matan Damin means there's one matana, you have to apply blood to the Mizbeach. May Murin, and the inside, the innards of the animal were burnt, there's Akhtar in the Mizbeach. Adarabba, Meiser Chamur, she came to Unim Kesef Tzura. Obviously, Meiser, you can't burn in the Mizbeach, there's no blood, right? We're talking about produce here. But when you're poed to them, there's a halacha when you're poed to them, you have to be poed them on a coin, and the coin has to have a tzura. So that's a chumra. Okay? So the Gemara says, so once again, so there are chumras by each. You can't, we're not going to buy it, Reb Shimon, that one is completely kal versus the other chumra. There are, you could show how the dinim of the kal versus the chumra could be switched around. Okay? Umay chumra, the bechor, what's the, you want to say, is the chumra, the bechor, me told of a shlamim. She can't do what's why is Bukhar more chumra than Tod and Shlomim? She can't do Shasam Yerechem, right? A Tod and Shlomim, you have to be Makdish, okay? But a Bukhar, the moment it's born, it's already a Kedushas Bukhar.
So the fact that it required human intervention to become Kaddish as opposed to Hashem making it Kaddish, so to speak, shows that it's less
right.
Kaddish.
So it was Adarabba, Tod and Shlomim Chamurim, Tod and Shlomim is more Chamur. She came to Unun Smicha, right? The Bailam do Smicha on it, right? You put your hands with Kokoko, and Unisachim, and you require the libations of the Yayim, the Tnufos, Chazeb Ashok, and you wave, right? The wavings of the Chazeb Ashok. What is the Chazeb Ashok again? I forgot.
The breast and the.
Thigh, okay. Oh, yeah. Okay, Umay Chumra. The Gemara says, "My chumra the chatas v'asham mi bechor." So you want to say, why is there a chumra by chatas v'asham over bechor? She came kadshei kadashim because chatas and asham we said before is kadshei kadashim, right? And by the right, they require more than one chatas asham. Each require their own types of application of blood, but it's more than that of the kadshim kalim. It's also shchitas b'tzafel, right? There are the various requirements of the kadshei kadashim. Adarabba. Bechor chamor. Bechor, you could argue, you want to say that that's more chamor than Bechor because Bechor is not kachi kachim. But nevertheless, Bechor might be more chamor. Shen kedusha samirachim because it's born with this innate kedusha. So once again, that has more of a chumra than something that you had to impose kedusha on. The Gemara says, Umay chumra de olo michatas. Also, we want to say, why is olo more chumra than chatas? V'asham, shekain kalil. Why is olo more chumra than chatas asham? Because chatas asham. We know part of it is burnt on the Mizbeach, but then the buster is eaten to the Kohanim. As opposed to Ola, the whole thing goes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That seems to be a Chumrah, right? Gemara says, Adarabba, Chatas v'Asham Chamiri. Right? Because Adarabba, you could say Chatas and Asham is more Chumr. Shekein Mechapri, because Chatas v'Asham are coming to be Mechapri and Averos. Now the truth is, the Ritva points out that Ola also is Mechapri, right? The Gemara says that Ola is mechaper and bitul aseis. Ola is mechaper and lab mitak lasei.
It's more than that because we're saying the fact that the kayanim eat is a kula, but the pasuk says ba'achlo aisam asher kuper bam kazal darshan from that.
Oh, you're saying
kayanim eichlem ubailam miskaper. It's part of the kapara is.
You're saying the word shekain mechapri means the eating is mechaper. That's what you're saying? Ah, interesting.
No, it's don't bring me a raya because it's kal because kainim eat it. No, that eating it is the is part of the kapara process. If the kainim don't eat the chatas, they burn the whole thing like an oila, the person doesn't get the kapara.
Right. So I read it with the Ritva. The Ritva types the words either chatas v'ashim chamir shekein mechaper and perish mashik enkein ba'ola shabab and adava. So.
Mm-hmm.
So the Ritva seemed to understand, but I hear Pshat, the article types the way react. Whereas the Ritva seemed to teach that Ola comes as a dove, and then the Ritva points out, as I started saying, the Ritva points out that Ola also is Mechaper and Averis. But it's voluntary. It's not like when you're Mechal Shabbos Peshogig, right? It generates a Chiyuv Chatas. You cannot do full Kapara without bringing a Chatas, right? You cannot do, as opposed to Ola, if a person was Mabatal and Aseh, or Yerushalmi says, that Ola is Mechaper and Yehura Alev. A person did an Avera, that's related to Ola, but did full tshuva, he's done full tshuva. The Ola is bonus points, but it's not integral to the tshuva, as opposed to Chatas Hashem.
Yeah,
it's
Artsville
integral.
The distinguishes between the voluntary nature of the Ola and the
okay.
And the
Okay, the Gemara says, "V'kul chamir mi'ola." They're all more chamir than Ola. De'isbir shteachilos. They're all more. Now the Gemara says, "Oh, maybe you could say that all of them are more chamir than Ola. Why? De'isbir shteachilos, right? By the kachim, kachim, achatas and asham, and by the kachim kalim, there are two achilos. There's achilos hamizbeach, and there's the achilos of either the kohanim or the zarim. So that could be a chumra also. How do you teach? How do you guys teach that being a chumra?" How do you touch two achilas?
What's pshat with two achilas? The shlom has three. No, I mean the person himself.
It means the mizbeach and not mizbeach.
Right.
Oh, that's
right.
Sorry, what were you trying
to say? No, I was just saying it's an interesting thing that it's a chumrah that there are two achilas. The fact that there's two achilas is a chumrah. We were just joking. It's like shvuas Torah. You know, they say that shvuas is machogas if it's. If Yantiv is supposed to be Chatzil Hashem, right? One opinion says Chatzil Hashem, Chatzil Hashem. The other opinion is Kul Hashem, Kul Hashem. But when Shavuos, everybody agrees, has to be Chatzil Hashem, Chatzil Hashem, right? Because it's easy to be Kul Hashem. The challenge is, and that's the beauty of the Torah. The Torah teaches us how to be Chatzil Hashem, Chatzil Hashem. So the day of Matan Torah, that's the whole world explains that in Gemara. So it could be, a pidrush.
He cites the Ritva here to say.
Yeah, the Ritva says, but yeah.
He cites the Ritva to say that but the Suri relating to the consumption of the carbon are more likely to apply to a carbon that has multiple consumptions.
Yeah.
But the Ola, which nobody eats, right? So it's less, you need less chomer
right.
on it because nobody's eating it.
He works it back into the Psukim in a way,
yeah,
right?
I mean,
right.
Yeah,
right.
Because the whole point of all of Rav Shimon's things is. When can you eat it, and where can you eat it, and when?
Right.
But the Ola doesn't have an eating of it.
Right.
So therefore, it could be seen as less chomer
because
there is no eating at all.
Right.
Versus this that has eating.
Right. Okay, makes sense.
Are there two chiyuvim by the Chatas and the Asham that they have to be not only on the Mizbeach, but also eaten by...
Yeah, there's a mitzvah for the Kohanim to eat it.
So is that why there's a... That chomer...
That's what you're saying, right? It's a chumra, yeah.
Right, but he was trying to think, why is that considered more chumra? Because a minute ago we argued that the fact that there's no eating makes it more chumra.
Right, right.
There's more mitzvahs involved.
No, you're right. You know what? I think it's a good shot. I think you're right. Because the fact, there's a chumra that Kohanim have to eat. There's one maisa. When it comes to Ola, you just burn the whole thing. When it comes to Chatas Asham, okay, very good. I guess we'll let's a few more lines, and we'll get up to V'chim Azir Menadim. The Gemara says... Elamai the Yalda Emake Rib Shimon. So then, wait a second. Rava said Rib Shimon was
he
a great.
He started out this whole thing by talking about how great Rib Shimon is.
And you slug him up. Right. Maybe that's what I'm saying. Maybe as a kid brother, he's good. You slug him up. All right, good. Okay. Elamai the Yalda Emake Rib Shimon. The Lamai the Spirit of the Day, Messiah, the Krav Darisha. He liked the way he did it. He liked his Darach and Limud. That he was able, in order to accomplish what he had to accomplish. He had to work, I said backwards, it wasn't completely true backwards. You had to kind of work out of order to show through each din how it's not necessary based on the Kal v'Chomer. And then the other brilliant thing is, based on what Yaakov was teaching in the Ritva about how you find, end of processes to try to find, you had to really comb through each din and really success, and he successfully did so of finding it. Now, we'll start with next week, in Mishnah. Gemara asks, V'chim Azhirim, this whole thing goes against the Chabur that Yaakov gave several weeks ago. Enon Shim Menadin, Enon Azhirim Menadin. Right, the Gemara is going to send us a whole long, if anybody wants to have some fun, learn this Tosfos, whole different ways of teaching next couple lines of Gemara. All right, go ahead.